Oh,
What?
heck. I don't. I'm not looking forward to this.
I haven't eaten all day and I gotta do all these goddamn edits? Fuck.
Okay. Well, you don't know if there's gonna be any yet.
Of
Fuck, I could
course
have
I
been joking
do.
around.
Yeah. When have you ever done that? When have you ever been like, let's take it easy on Scott? Let's just dial it back. Fat fuck.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Attention. 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 Do I have everybody's attention now? Burn it
down! This is the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast.
Finally, The Rock has come back home.
Scotty Villa brings you your new favorite pro wrestling podcast.
There is nothing you could do that is more dangerous than wrestling CM Punk.
He's got the latest in covering all of the major promotions in professional wrestling.
Austin 316 says I just whipped your ass.
Breaking news and hot topics. He's covering everything from Monday night till Sunday night's main event.
I'm the hottest thing in professional wrestling. I'm Dr. Britt Baker.
And we never forget to go old school.
I was rowdy before rowdy was cool.
From the golden era.
The irresistible force meeting the immovable object.
To the attitude era.
And if you're not done with that, Philly's got two words for ya.
To the revolution.
It's about the 14 years it took me to go from undesirable to un-goddamn deniable.
And everything in between.
Superkick Hot Tag!
This is your pro wrestling podcast. This is In My House.
Give me a hell yeah!
Welcome to my house.
Welcome everyone to the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast. Fuck you, Scott. You were taking too long. I got shit to do tonight. I don't have time for this. I'm stealing your gimmick.
Just a rousing fuck you, Scott, to start the show. This is going to be a good one. I got a good feeling about this episode.
Yeah, it's... Yeah. Ooh, what's going on, guys? I don't know.
Two,
I didn't intro the
shaky
show.
Thing,
I don't know what
brother.
To do.
Juice
is in a shaky thing.
Oh,
fuck.
That's what's going on.
That's right. Oh, sandwiches. Man. That's what's up.
Everybody go to Jersey one. Mike's. Everyone go to Jersey Mike's and get the two juices with the shaky thing.
Yeah.
There you go.
Man.
Yeah.
Tom we... Tom sent you. This
Tom
is a Wendy's podcast, though.
Hey, it will be a Jersey Mike's podcast, too, if they want to sponsor us.
I'll take a lifetime of free sandwiches. Absolutely.
Yeah, right. Scott won't, though. Not from there.
No. Yeah, if we can go with Wendy's, that'd be a huge help for me. Huge help for me. So, I'm sure Jersey Mike's
maybe,
great.
We should go with Jersey Mike's, try to limit the grabbers around here.
You still have to eat vegetables.
You can eat a dick.
Scott would still get a sandwich that would give him a grabber.
100%. Just a little more meat. Just more meat on that sandwich.
That's the gayest thing you've ever said.
Well, I've said some pretty gay
well,
stuff.
Yeah,
there we go. I've heard some pretty gay stuff.
We were talking off air. Tom is a big fan of Jersey Mike's, the Subway sandwich place or the sub sandwich place. And Mike is really eager to check it out. Me, they don't do anything for the average consumer. So I'm out. I'm out.
The average consumer. How
no,
dare you?
I can't get a, I can't
I'm
get a pizza
the
sub.
Average,
I can't get a pizza
I'm
sub.
The average consumer.
I can't get a pizza sub at Jersey Mike's. No,
fuck
no
out
pizza
here.
Subs.
Exactly. Average consumer. Average consumer. Terrible.
Should we talk wrestling instead of sandwiches?
I'm fine with both, actually.
Yes,
we can talk sandwiches all day.
Yeah, we could talk some wrestling. We've got a fun one planned. We're gonna obviously talk about the big return that happened last week. There's a show that Tom is very excited about.
Poor man's internet.
The worst internet.
I'm
it's
fine. It's
hilarious.
Fine.
How bad
I don't know
it
what's
is.
Going
oh,
on.
Man.
There's no issue on my end. There's no issue on
are
my
you
end.
Sure?
Yeah, are you positive?
There's no issue on my end. It didn't even freeze on my end. Everything's rolling fine.
You sounded like somebody unplugged Stephen Hawking.
Well,
I hope that shows in the audio when you're just like, ooh, that was
it won't
bad.
Because
should have yelled at those kids. No. Should have told them to turn off the goddamn Wi-Fi.
I did that before.
The podcast happening.
I got into this area.
You know what we should do? We should light it up and edit that in now. And we're back. And so's AJ Lee.
These fucking edits.
Yeah, and let that run for a good amount of time, though.
And we're excited that AJ... Well, I'm certainly excited that AJ Lee's back. I don't know about anybody else.
Yeah,
I'm
very excited. I think the internet as a whole was pretty happy on the return of AJ Lee.
Were you? Were you happy, Mike?
Ooh, guys, have you seen AJ Lee?
Yep.
Definitely I mean, have. I slicked my hair if back could... to look like Pepsi Phil just in case we get confused from behind. May have a chance. May have a chance.
Free 06.
That number would freely be put out.
That next tattoo is a dragon tattoo across your chest, isn't it?
Oh, for sure it is. I'm getting the Pepsi logo.
And you're a Coca-Cola man.
For me, AJ
Lee is the return I thought wrestling would never get.
Yeah.
I never thought we'd see her back again. And I'm very excited to see what she can do with this generation of female wrestler.
Well, and that's the thing.
She had some great matches in the Divas era with the limited talent that there was then. I can't wait to see what she does with the talent these days.
I was going to say, that's the thing, is AJ Lee was a professional wrestler in a Divas era where not a lot of divas were professional wrestlers. It wasn't good. It wasn't fun. The Bellas sucked. Let's be honest. They were not good when they first started. You had Maryse.
Still do.
You had Maryse like figuring out as she went and turned into what I think is a good worker. But you had some girls from like the NXT like reality challenge show era that were trash. They were getting pushed. Then you've got wrestlers like AJ Lee, like Natalya, like Beth Phoenix, who were stuck in this diva-esque mindset that Vince was pushing, and it wasn't working. It wasn't getting great reviews. These matches were awful. They were terrible, and their time was getting cut, and nobody gave a shit about who the Divas champion was until it was on a woman like Beth Phoenix or Natalya or AJ Lee. We always clamored for AJ to be part of, if you want to call it the women's revolution, fine, but wrestling with women that also wrestled like her, that were wrestlers. And we never got that. She's been gone for 10 years. She's back. According to the dirt sheet, she's back with a multi-year deal, but she's back here to work and wrestle and be on Monday Night Raw pretty regularly, which is fantastic. It's great news. The crowd, even though that there was no surprise. It was spoiled, 100% spoiled, but I think that was by design. And the crowd loved it, and nobody's sad that AJ's back.
You want a bold prediction from UK, Tom?
Yes.
Yeah.
AJ Lee is the 2026 Women's Royal Rumble winner.
Nope.
Wow. I'm not going that far yet. I'm curious to see what happens throughout the rest of the year, but I'm not making that call yet. But Tom, I'll write it down. Your pick for the Women's Royal Rumble is 2026 is AJ Lee.
The
write it down and then put is wrong.
The only reason I think it may not happen is because the Rumble is in Saudi. However, I think she's going to WrestleMania.
Wild.
I think she'd be in WrestleMania no matter what.
I think she's going to WrestleMania to win the world title.
As the Royal Rumble winner is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Women don't get put on those shows. You guys crazy? we're still talking about WWE, right? I just want to make sure we're still talking about WWE.
Is there anybody on the roster these days that you're excited for AJ Lee to wrestle?
Yeah, I want to see
giant talent pool. Unfortunately, yeah. She's going to be in a fucking mixed tag. Becky Lynch and Seth Rollins.
I think that's a good way to bring her back in as her first match. I'm interested in that. I think it's going to be fun. But a match that I'm already looking forward to, and I hope it happens, but knowing the booking these days, it probably won't, is AJ Lee and Bianca Belair.
Love that. Love that. I'm not pumped that she's going to be in a ring with Becky Lynch right off the bat. I don't think Becky's a ring general.
There we go.
I think Becky's not a very good wrestler. She just doesn't do it for me at all. I don't find her believable. I don't find her character believable. I don't want to see her on my TV ever again. I wish she had 7 appearances left and then she was gone forever. That's how much I dislike her.
But I mean, that tricky portly fellow in the front row thought she was a chicken. He doubled down on it even.
He sure did.
That was my favorite part of that promo from Monday Night Raw. I am not a chicken. Yes, you are.
I never want to hear a chicken chant at wrestling.
I'm with you. There is some childish shit. It is wrestling. Let's get real. We're talking about professional wrestling. But that's bad.
Yeah.
They piss me off at CWE. They have no business at WWE.
Yeah. Mike, what do you think? What's your thoughts on AJ's return?
I worry, guys. Mm. I worry WWE now gets to play the game of like, we can bring anyone back at any time because business is booming and things are lucrative. So you have
that credit.
I figured you would because you're a fool who lives off nostalgia and has to ruin a perfectly good roster that is available in WWE. Bunch of women who just don't get to wrestle on WWE television, but AJ Lee's back. So we'll just throw the spotlight there. This is my worry is when you bring stars like this back in again, takes away from the work you've been doing with the people underneath.
I see your point, and I there are parts of me that agree with it. And there are parts of me that are worried because you look at Monday Night Raw and you look at SmackDown and the top female talent, even on the men's side too, they're not wrestling every week. It's usually the mid-card or the undercard that are wrestling every week. We're not seeing our main event stars on TV in the ring every week. Sure, maybe it's a promo. And then they interfere at the end of every show because that seems to be the thing these days is every show ends in a schmoz. But you're getting the mid-card roster working every single week, which is fine. It's good because you're building those up, but you're not getting your big stars enough. And is AJ Lee going to be a mid-card wrestler that brings attention to that division? Or is she going to be here until WrestlePalooza and then off for 3 or 4 weeks and then pop up again at Survivor Series? And then she's gone till the Rumble. That's where I don't like that. I'm really sick of it. It drives me nuts. It's the Roman effect is what I'm going to call it, because that's what we're getting. We're getting part-time work.
I think she's going to work the Punk schedule. Like, she'll be around most of the time.
I can see that.
It would make sense.
Mike doesn't like it. Mike doesn't like it.
I just don't know if that's going to be the case.
I don't know if it's going to be the case. It's just my feeling.
Yeah, that's all we need here. We don't actually know. What am I?
I don't know.
Sitting with Bruce Pritchard, two juices and the shaker.
Hey, Bruce Pritchard's already had a heart attack. He can only have one juice in the shaker.
Yeah, only one juice. He may not even get the shaker.
He's
I'm excited
great.
For the pop.
He's great on Cody's podcast this week, by the way. the American fuck Nightmare off. Podcast.
Fuck, yeah, fuck all the way off. So, we don't care. We're
on my second listen through right now. And
why? Why would anyone want to listen to anything that
just fucking ruining this perfectly good AJ Lee segment with that talk about?
Yeah, great. And now we're going to have to cut all of it.
You brought up Bruce Pritchard. And I just helped our listeners to be like, I didn't need
you to talk about Cody Rhodes.
I'm just saying he was on Cody Rhodes' podcast. He was on the WWE Champions podcast. That is,
you could just feel the momentum leave the room when you talk.
We don't promote other podcasts. Well, no, they don't.
I'm equal opportunity. So,
yeah, no, I'm equal. I'm the average consumer. Fuck all of
you. I'm the average consumer. Fucking moron. Fuck you. That AJ Lee return was incredible. And again, not kept a secret for a reason.
I really got a kick out of there being a therapy chant on Monday Night Raw this week.
And the internet sure loved it. They did.
Yeah, I'm okay with it because it's something positive. There's nothing wrong with it. It's perfectly fine to get that out there and talk about openly. And it's not in a preachy way, in my opinion. I thought she killed it on Raw with her promo, talking about her journey and why she's back. So, in and out of love it. And then they'll find something.
Have you read her book?
Nope. No, I don't read.
Don't or can't?
Same thing.
Yes.
Yes. I think I'm going to get her book, and I will report back on how it is.
I like that. A book report in the next, at the end of the month. I like that.
Yeah.
I to see where this goes, just to build up to a big, fun match at WrestlePalooza. God damn, WrestlePalooza. That name makes me embarrassed to be a fan.
Why? Why do people hate this name? Did people hate Lollapalooza? Because I thought that was a fun name for a concert venue, a concert event.
I hated WrestlePalooza in ECW, and for some reason, I hate it even more in WWE.
Yeah, sounds cheap.
I guess I'm the only one that likes
it. Doesn't
fun.
Fit.
I'm the only one that likes fun.
It doesn't fit WWE. Shot. No, you like Cody Rhodes matches.
That's it.
It's the last thing you like.
That's it.
I'm sorry. I have adrenaline in my soul. And I'm listening to his podcast.
God damn.
No, that's
presented by
Wheatley
Vodka.
Barbecue sauce.
No. No, it is not. Drinking that gives you the clap, I hear. Go ahead. Have a big old cup of Wheatley Vodka. Yeah.
Were you guys annoyed that this
was... The itch you can never get rid of.
Were you guys annoyed that this was spoiled? Like, would you have rather it just been like, let the internet speculate, but I don't need Sean Ross Sapp saying, yeah, we've got confirmation. She'll be there on Friday.
Well, I don't need Sean Ross Sapp saying fucking anything ever.
True. But as soon as Punk said that last on Raw, when he's like, I'll see you on SmackDown. As soon as he said that, I think it was within 12 hours of Sean Ross Sapp is saying, yeah, we've got sources confirming that it'll be AJ Lee making her debut on SmackDown this week. And as much as you don't follow Dirt Sheets and Sean Ross Sapp directly, it's in your every wrestling feed possible because everyone else just shares it and retweets it and whatever you want to call it. So it's out there. That drives me nuts.
Yeah, I'd rather nothing was ever spoiled ever. But even obviously I would much prefer if there was no mention of anything and CM Punk was in the ring in Chicago on Friday getting slapped by Becky again and lighted up just hit.
Yeah.
Like, but I can understand they did it the way they did it. It's to get people to watch SmackDown.
Think about when Punk came back to wrestling to AEW. You knew he was coming back. Exactly. It didn't hurt the moment whatsoever.
No.
Me knowing AJ Lee was coming back, besides, you know, the most alluded to person coming back in a promo ever.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it was fine that they didn't. And sometimes you do have to play ball like that.
Yep.
You can't always keep it like a Rumble surprise where it actually goes over. It can't always work that way. Sometimes you feed into the internet machine and it'll still pan out. It's still the music hit no matter what. You heard that pop.
Yeah.
Oh, that pop was
unbelievable. It was unbelievable. Like, people are excited. And sure, I'm excited now. Promo work was fine. Still got that. Won't deny that fact. sure, you were brawling a little bit. In this era of women's wrestling, AJ Lee's the step down. Sorry. There is some fucking killers in WWE. And I think AJ Lee is there to remind guys like us who were there watching that Divas generation or the passing of the torch to Paige. I think Paige is going to come back too.
For sure.
I don't know about that one.
I think Rumble. I do. Surprise at the Rumble.
I don't think it'll be a surprise at the Rumble because the Rumble's in Saudi. They can't get her into Saudi secretly.
That's a good point. Fucking these Saudi shows are fucking up.
Hey, Mike, you want to talk about something that we know you love? On Friday, there's some Lucha Libre.
Arriba!
Arriba!
You know, the style of wrestling is incredible. It's the gimmicks that are just dog shit awful.
Oh, I love the gimmicks. They're so fun.
Yeah, you like Mr. Iguana.
Mr. Iguana is awesome.
God, Mike damn, he's head. Not even a man. He's not even a man.
He's an iguana.
God damn it. Go ahead, Tom.
So we got, hey, this is wild. Like most mainstream WWE pay-per-views have five matches. This has six. We're getting
breaking
the match. Mold.
And it's after SmackDown this Friday, correct?
Yes, YouTube and apparently Facebook too. I don't know how you watch things on Facebook, but that's not surprising because I don't know how to do anything. But so we got an 8-man tag, which again, because can you remember, like, they were, when AAA was purchased, they were like, the Exoticos will never be part of the WWE AAA, and then Pimpy showed up. They also said that the minis will not be a part of WWE AAA, and they are in this match. So that's just another fuck you to the Sean Ross Sapps of the world, which is always good in my book. But like, we got La Parca, Mascarita Sagrada, Nino Hamburguesa, maybe not Octagon Jr. because he got injured earlier this week, against the LWO, Lince Dorado, and Mini Abismo Negro. That'll be fun. And I like Nino Hamburguesa. It's fun to see a big dude dressed like a burger.
Yeah, he surprised me when I saw him on the last show and you had to inform me, oh yeah, he's a burger. Like that's what he is. And
we got burgers and iguanas.
Mike's just dying over here right
now. Starting off in a true AEW fashion too. He was an 8-man tag.
We got,
why don't you sell this show any better for the listener?
We got a fatal four-way for the AAA Latin American Championship, which is like their version of the U.S. title. It's El Hijo del Dr. Wagner Jr. Try saying that five times fast.
That's right.
Versus Dragon Lee versus Ethan Page and old Big Head himself, J.D. Nice. McDonough.
I'll tune in now. J.D. McDonough is involved. I'm in.
And Ethan Page.
I actually think this match will be really good. We got a mixed tag with Lola Vice and Mike's favorite Mr. Iguana versus Roxanne Perez and Mike's other favorite, that fucking loser.
That fucking loser.
That's must see TV.
It's like they listen to the pod and they're like, we gotta give that Monday Night Mike the biggest fuck you of all time.
And then we have a number one contenders match for the Reina de Reina, so the women's championship in AAA, which will be Natty Neidhart versus Fabi Apache. That'll be very good. Fabi in a WWE ring is just wild to me, but most of these luchadors in a WWE ring is insane. So that's fun.
Is that a carryover from the last show? Because Natty was like feuding with one of the women.
Yeah, it's a carry on from after the triple threat at Triple Mania, where Natty beat the ever loving shit out of her. And I'm really interested in this next match for the AAA tag titles. It's Pagano and Psycho Clown versus the New Day.
Yeah, ICP versus the New Day. Can't wait. Can't wait.
Yeah, I mean, if you've seen Violent J these days, it would be very funny to watch him try and wrestle the New Day.
I mean, the New Day is getting work, so good on them.
The New Day is getting work every week. Psycho and they're in the commercials every week.
Still there. They were on Raw last night in the match between Rusev and Penta, which was great.
Was it?
Yeah. Yeah, Rusev's got it fucking dialed in.
No, jeez. Penta does, but that was a good finish. That, you know, kick that Rusev hit was very good.
I'm right here with Scott. Happy Rusev Day, Scott.
Happy Rusev Day, Mike.
Fuck Rusev Day.
Yeah.
And then the main event, which I think obviously we're all most interested in, is El Hijo del Vikingo defending the Mega Championship versus Dom Mysterio.
Nice. So, Tom, I only half listened to that. I didn't notice Tito Santana's name on there.
No Tito Santana.
El Grande Americano?
No El Grande Americano.
That's what I'm getting at. No El Grande, who's super over, had a they did like a house show last weekend.
As a TV taping, and he turned babyface.
Okay, so he's a full-blown babyface. Vikingo got booed out of the building harder than he usually does, is what I saw on the internet. Are they putting the strap on off of Vikingo and setting up something for El Grande down the line?
No.
Okay.
Is Santos Escobar going to show up at World Collide? He struggles with the Cody Cutter.
Can't take a Cody Cutter to save his fucking life. Jesus, that guy. Get it together, Santos.
I think it's going to be a very interesting show, and I'm really enjoying these AAA WWE shows that they've been putting on, and I hope they continue for a long time.
I mean, obviously now it'll fit into Mania Weekend too, I imagine.
I hope so. That'd be cool.
I would think it'll be another draw. Like, man, Mania Weekend is
crazy. I don't have any more time on WrestleMania week.
That's the thing. Let's just look at WWE's WrestleMania weekend alone. They've got obviously Raw, NXT, SmackDown.
If your poor man's internet was working.
Look, the recorded version that's going to be put out on the internet still has me talking because I'm recording on my side.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. I didn't even lag. It's your guys' shitty fucking internet.
You did, because yes, I said, yes, "Are you yes. sure?" about 5 minutes ago.
No, you're terrible. You're terrible. Everything's working fine on my side. When you listen back, and you will listen, you will hear that everything was seamless. Okay, maybe I'm getting an unstable internet connections warning now. Everything's fine.
Where have you been?
Everything's fine.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. I'm sure. Oh, shit. No, we're good.
Call yourself a producer.
Turn off that internet.
I don't produce the internet.
Wait. Well, you should.
I wish I did. Look, guys, I'm trying my
best. Go on to WrestleMania weekend. You're making a point without telling your kids to turn their Wi-Fi off. So.
it's Raw and NXT, so Monday, Tuesday. Then you've got Friday, which is SmackDown. You've got the Hall of Fame, which fits in there somewhere. You've got an NXT TakeOver, or whatever the fuck they call it.
Saturday lunchtime.
Yeah. So where are you putting AAA? You putting that on a Wednesday? You might as well. And then you've got the whole
They might be putting the Hall of Fame on a Thursday as well now.
I would say move Hall of Fame to like YouTube or do Netflix for that, and then follow SmackDown with another Worlds Collide or whatever you're going to do for your.
Yeah, I think I read that the Hall of Fame is moving to Thursday, which will free up after SmackDown, or they could put Worlds Collide on a Sunday afternoon.
Terrible.
Because they have NXT on a Saturday afternoon.
No, don't do that. Just Monday Raw, Tuesday NXT, Wednesday AAA, whatever it will be, Thursday the Hall of Fame, Friday SmackDown. Saturday morning/afternoon, NXT TakeOver. WrestleMania Night 1, everyone gets a break on Sunday afternoon, and then you go to WrestleMania Night 2. I just did it, you guys. So that's the way it should be. If it's done any other way, they're doing it wrong. They're doing it wrong. And speaking
of
wrong.
Heard it here first.
Yeah,
they're doing it wrong.
I think it's time, once again, for everybody to jump on in, because it's the Papa UK guessing game.
Now, Scott, edit in the Coronation Street theme song here.
Radio edit. Don't do that, because we'll get taken off of YouTube so fucking fast if that's on there.
we'll run the gambit.
No, want to go take it down.
You could also just edit back in the British Bulldogs thing.
Yeah, we love that. It's got one on hand. He's ready to.
Oh, if he's got it on hand, that's no fun. Okay, so as we know, I send a picture of a wrestler to my dad. He sends me back two names that he thinks their name could be. I give those names to Scott and Mike. Scott and Mike try to guess who they are.
Quick little side note, your dad is not a wrestling fan at all. Doesn't follow it, doesn't watch it. Only knows that wrestling exists because you're a fan of it, correct?
Yeah, he knows that wrestling exists. And if I sent him The Undertaker or Shawn Michaels, he would know who they are. He's aware of the big names, like Triple H, he would know. But anybody kind of less than that, he's not going to, or anybody current, he doesn't know who they are.
Okay.
And those,
so the only,
and for those keeping score at home, our regular listeners, Scott and I have gotten zero correct since this game began. And UK Tom says, he's like, today's the day. He's feeling pretty good about today.
There's a chance. I think today you may get it.
Hey, Tom, hit us with it. Hit us with it.
But it's
here.
But
we go.
I'm even going to give you a clue this week. So
don't give us a clue until we ask.
I don't think so either. Yeah, I don't. Think, okay. Let us try.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, once you've done your guesses, then I'll tell you what my clue would have been.
Okay. Perfect.
Unless we call for clue in the second name.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
It might happen.
So the first name that I got from him is the Witch Doctor.
The Witch Doctor. That doesn't give Papa me Shango? Any indication. Who'd you say?
Papa Shango?
Oh, that's a great guess. Fuck. That's a
great
guess.
So just as a reminder, a reminder for the fans, I've said it will not be an independent wrestler because that's not fair on Scott, Mike, or my dad.
I'm still taking my Papa Shango pick.
Okay, I have a guess.
Scotty?
I'm going with the Boogeyman.
Fuck, Scott, that's exactly what I just kicked myself about. Oh, all right. That stupid fucking hat.
See, I think you're right, Mike. I think you've nailed it. But we each got one more guess, correct? Or sorry, one more name.
I got one.
Can't wait for the next name that ruins whatever we just guessed. Yeah.
Happens every week.
So I have one more name. But did you want my clue or do you want the name?
I want the name.
The Voodoo Warrior.
Ah, oh, for fuck's sakes, it's Papa Shango, isn't it?
I'm so thrilled. Because,
are you?
I mean, at this point now, I feel like we're both wrong again.
The Voodoo Warrior?
But the first two picks, I think, are the most solid.
I'm going to go long, and I'm going to go Kevin Sullivan. That's a throwback.
Oh,
that's a throwback.
Oh man.
Yeah. I think Mike's nailed it with Papa Shango.
What was the second name again?
The Voodoo Warrior.
Yeah, it's Papa Shango.
I'm gonna say for my throw out there, I'm gonna say Umaga.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a great one. Damn it, Tom. I'm so mad that I didn't get this, but go ahead and
what is the clue now we've guessed?
I was going to say there is a name that's going to immediately jump to both of your heads, and it's not them.
God damn it. Papa Shango out.
Papa Shango out.
Fuck's sake.
Was it like Mordecai? The fuck is it?
Who do we got?
So you're, big reveal. This won't help you because I don't think I've ever told you this, but this is one of my favorite wrestlers ever. They are an absolutely awful worker, but I loved the gimmick.
Was it Waylon Mercy?
No.
Oh, that might be too old for you.
No. Well, this person is before Waylon Mercy.
Whoa.
Technically.
Go ahead.
It's the Ugandan Giant. It's Kamala.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck this game.
I love this game.
So do I. I mean, I have a blast doing it. You know how fucking smart I felt saying Papa Shango?
He said it so fast.
I'm like, I fucking got it. Like, I'm winning.
I told you I should have given you the clue.
You know what?
Your dad didn't say, like, moon tits or anything like that? Like, come on. You gotta give us something, Papa, you pay.
Well.
Moon.
What made me laugh is he asked me if it was Ahmed Johnson. And I was like, where the hell did you pull Ahmed Johnson from?
Your dad's a big fan of the Pearl River Plunge, I guess. Big fan. Yeah.
I mean, isn't everybody?
We all are.
Big Ahmed Johnson fan. There's all three of you out there in the world. So
yeah,
good to know Papa UK is one of them.
Yeah. I'm a huge Kamala mark. So I enjoyed this one.
Fuck. Well,
that's right.
One.
For those keeping score, again, Scott and Mike, 0 in the Papa UK guessing game. Wow.
Oh, man. We're going to wrap up here, but just a programming note. Mike's efforts calling immigration have finally worked. Tom's going to be gone for the next little while. So it's just Mike and I on the podcast.
Ice got me.
But we're going to do our WrestlePalooza picks next week, including Tom's. Tom's going to give us his picks next week as well. But I just want to give everyone a heads up. Tom will be back. He's a vital part of this podcast, despite what many of you may think.
He watches Raw every Monday, and I watch Raw every Tuesday in 90 seconds. 90 Second Man. Fan favorite, apparently, on the My House Pro Wrestling podcast.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Before I forget, hi, Kyle. Hi, Kyle. That was all.
UK Tom will be back in a couple weeks. Myself, Scott Avia, and the 90 Second Man, Monday Night Mike, will be back next week. Thanks for checking us out. We're here on the In My Home Pro Wrestling Podcast. Welcome to my home. Play that music too loud. Show me what you do now. We don't have to go on. Hey, 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 hey. Welcome to my home.
To my house. It's my house. Yowie wowie. Kamala, fuck off.